From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. North Korea is warning that the joint military exercises South Korea and the U.S. will be conducting soon are pushing the region to the brink of war. The BBC's Chris Hogg says a U.S. carrier group is set to arrive in Korean waters this weekend.
It's a four-day exercise that begins on Sunday, a joint exercise between the South Koreans and the United States. A statement from North Korea's official news agency condemning this as a reckless plan by what they call trigger-happy elements and claiming that the maneuvers will target North Korea.
The BBC's Chris Hogg in Seoul. North Korea's warning comes as the sound of artillery fire from within that country had remaining residents on the South Korean island attacked earlier this week, scrambling for shelter today, although no shells landed there this time. Crowds of shoppers at a Toys R Us store in Milwaukee rushing to take advantage of bargains as the holiday shopping season gets into full swing this morning. Anita Frazier, who's a toy analyst with NPD Group, says she's expecting a surge in toy sales this year after 2 years of no growth.
Anything is good. I would expect that we would be seeing about a 4-5% growth this holiday season versus last year, and that for the total year, toy sales would see an increase of about 3% for the year.
Frazier says toy sales are being stoked by movies such as Toy Story 3. Some shoppers have camped out overnight so they could be in the first wave of customers as retailers have been opening their doors before dawn. Crowds of shoppers at a Walmart store in Arizona were lining up this morning. Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, was there, and he says there was particular interest in one department.
Well, as I wander through the store here, I get to the very back of the store and notice that there's hundreds of people with camping chairs set up towards the back of the store, and I was just told by an employee that these people are waiting in line for $298 laptops. Now, there's probably a couple hundred people in line, and there were 79 vouchers for these laptops, or tickets, I guess you could say. So if you don't get one of those tickets, you don't get the chance to buy a laptop.
Mark Moran at a Walmart store in Arizona. Portugal's finance minister says his country does not need a bailout from the European Union, such as those provided already for Ireland and Greece. But until just recently, leaders in Ireland were saying the same thing. Portugal's parliament meets today to approve a plan to hike taxes and cut salaries and benefits for government workers in a bid to restore confidence in that country's financial situation. The cold weather that's gripping the nation's midsection and parts of the West is moving eastward. Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says that weather system is preceded by rain.
All this rain is associated with that cold front that's moving southeastward. That will continue a southeastward push today during the day Friday and bring some additional rains to the southeastern states.
Terry says parts of New England could get snow or a wintry mix of precipitation today. This is NPR News from Washington. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft with two American astronauts and one Russian cosmonaut aboard has landed safely in Kazakhstan. Their departure from the International Space Station leaves a three-member crew aboard the orbiting outpost. France's government says it will conduct a fourth search for the flight recorders of an Air France jetliner that crashed into the Atlantic while en route to Paris a year and a half ago. Eleanor Beardsley reports families of the victims have demanded that France not give up the effort to find those devices.
There have already been three extensive searches for the plane's black boxes and other debris by international teams using some of the most high-tech sonar and diving equipment. But officials will give it a fourth shot in February in the hopes of finding some clues as to why the plane simply vanished in a stormy night in June 2009 with 228 people on board. The odds of finding something are not high, considering the ocean is nearly 3 miles deep and mountainous at the site off the coast of Brazil where the plane supposedly went down. Still, victims' family associations welcomed the decision, saying that it was inconceivable that more plane parts had not been found. One family member said, "We must know what happened." The only known cause of the crash so far are faulty exterior airspeed sensors, but officials say that alone should not have brought the plane down. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Three teenage boys rescued after spending more than a month and a half adrift in the South Pacific have arrived in a port in Fiji. They were rescued by a tuna fishing boat, which spotted them a couple of days ago. Officials say the three are dehydrated and sunburned, but otherwise appear to be in good health. A mate on the fishing vessel said the boys told him they survived by collecting rainwater to drink and by eating raw fish, coconuts, and a seagull they caught. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for